Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
Weeks passed. The census frenzy faded into memory. Travelers came and went as they always had. Merchants heading to Egypt, pilgrims returning from Jerusalem, the ordinary traffic of ordinary days. Mary and Joseph stayed in the cave. Joseph found work in the town. There's always need for a good carpenter, and word spread quickly that his hands knew their craft. Mary grew stronger. The baby grew, as babies do, and I visited them. Every day if I could, bringing bread, bringing news, bringing myself. I couldn't stay away. Ruth said I was drawn to them like a moth to flame. She wasn't wrong. There was something in that cave, a peace, a presence, that I craved. The world made sense there in a way it didn't anywhere else. And then, one afternoon, the strangers came.
Master Simon, Mistress Leah, come quickly, you have to see.
What is it, Ezra?
Men, foreign men, with camels and servants. They're coming up the Hebron Road and they're asking about a king.
We followed Ezra to the edge of town where several townspeople had gathered, watching an approaching procession. And what a procession it was. Three men, all regal in the bearing, were riding in the front. They were dressed in rich robes, adorned with gold and jewels. Behind them trailed servants, pack animals laden with goods, and several camels. The townspeople stared, murmuring,
"Who are they?"
"Persians, by the look of them, or Babylonians."
"What would Persians want in Bethlehem?"
The procession halted. The eldest, whose name I learned later was Melchior, dismounted, with surprising grace for his age. He approached the gathered crowd.
"Peace be upon you. We are travelers from the east, following a star. We seek the one who has been born King of the Jews."
"King of the Jews? You mean Herod?"
"No, not Herod. A child, newborn, or nearly so. The stars have declared his birth. We have come to worship him."
"We saw his star rising in the east. We have followed it for many months across deserts and mountains. It led us to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem has sent us here, to Bethlehem."
"You went to Jerusalem first?"
"Yes, to the court of Herod. We assumed a king would be born in a palace. But Herod knew nothing of this child. He summoned his priests, his scholars. They searched the scriptures and told him the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem."
"Herod was troubled by our questions. He asked us to find the child and return to tell him where he is, so that he might worship him as well, he said."
Simon and I exchanged a look. Neither of us believed that for a moment.
"The star has led us here, to this town, but we do not know precisely where to find him. Can you help us?"
"My name is Ruth. I can help you. I know exactly where he is."
Ruth took the men to the cave, with Simon and I following close behind. My heart was in my throat. These men, these wealthy, learned, foreign men, had crossed deserts and kingdoms to find a baby in a cave. They had spoken to Herod himself. They had seen his star. His star. I thought about the shepherds, about the angels, about Simeon and Anna. And now this. Magi from the east, following a light in the heavens. How many witnesses does a truth need before we believe it?
"The star stands directly above this place."
"All my life I have studied the heavens. I have never seen anything like this. A new star leading us across the world to a cave, a carpenter's son."
"We brought gifts. Gold for royalty.
Frankincense for divinity, and myrrh for..."
"For sacrifice. You have been guided well. All three gifts are fitting. His name is Jesus."
"Yeshua, salvation."
We are watchers of the heavens, readers of the ancient signs. We have spent our lives in study, tracing celestial lines.
Nothing in our learning, nothing in our charts and scrolls prepared us for this moment, this fire within our souls. We left behind our kingdoms, our comfort and our fame. We follow light through darkness, not knowing where we came. Through desert heat and mountain cold, through doubt and weary days, we followed, always followed the stars' relentless blaze. We saw his star rising in the east, and we could not stay behind. We saw his star, and we knew we had to go, we had to see.
How did you know that the star meant a king?
We study the old writings, not only our own, but those of many peoples. Your prophet Balaam spoke of a star rising out of Jacob, a scepter out of Israel. When we saw this star, new, brilliant, moving, we knew.
But to travel so far with so little certainty.
Faith is not certainty. Faith is following the light you have been given, even when you cannot see the end of the road. You have been kind to them, the family.
We only gave them a cave.
You gave them shelter when no one else would. You stayed when you could have walked away. You followed your own star.
There is much to consider in your words. But now, what will you do now? Return to Herod, as he asked?
That is what we intended. But tonight, I feel uneasy. Herod's eagerness to find this child. It did not feel like worship. It felt like hunting.
I felt it too. When you mentioned his name, my blood went cold.
We will pray tonight. Seek guidance. Perhaps the stars will speak again. Thank you, innkeeper's wife, for your hospitality and for your witness.
My witness?
You were there when he was born. You saw the shepherds come. You heard Simeon and Anna in the temple. You are part of this story now, whether you intended to be or not.
One small yes is all it takes to find yourself standing on holy ground. We can be part of this story. Anyone of us who is lost can be found.
To be continued.